The former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin has become a one-woman book industry. There are a torrent of Palin books headed toward publication. There's, of course, her upcoming memoir, Going Rogue, An American Life, that's due out November 17th. Thanks to pre-orders, it's already a bestseller and a target for parody. There are, in fact, two books coming out the same day called Going Rouge. One is a book of essays, the other is a coloring book. There are also books written by journalists who covered Palin during the campaign. Marjorie Kay is the book editor for the Christian Science Monitor. She's been following the influx of Sarah Palin books this fall, and she joins me from Boston. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle.
Why is she such a rich subject for so many titles?
Well, Michelle, this is like a perfect storm for publishers. I mean, these are all the things that sell books. First of all, you've got a politically controversial figure. Political controversy is a fabulous thing to sell books. But at the same time, you've got at the center of it a woman who's quite good-looking, a celebrity. She's got a family with all kinds of various interesting soap opera themes going on. It's just sort of, it's ideal in terms of trying to sell a book.
And the industry really believes that there's a market for this many Sarah Palin books.
Well, that remains to be seen. Not everybody is convinced. It may well be that you're going to find that readers go on Palin overdose, or you may find that, yes, for her own memoir, many people are eager to hear what she says, but by the time they finish that, they're going to say, you know what, I really know enough. I don't care to read anymore.
Help us understand how Sarah Palin's own biography is already a bestseller. Is this a new tactic, pumping up pre-orders to create bestseller buzz even before the book is released?
Well, she's not alone. I mean, we have seen this happen with blockbusters, especially of late. You know, for instance, Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol, just one example of many. But this one, I think, is particularly interesting because, you know, Sarah Palin really ignites that red state, blue state split that we hear so much about nowadays. And I'm kind of fascinated when you write about her as someone who does a books blog. I find that instantly, it's amazing how many responses you get, and they're so divided. About half the people writing in are writing to say it horrifies them that Sarah Palin is writing a book, and the other half are writing in to say, oh, wonderful, bully for Sarah, I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Marjorie, with so many books turned around so fast, at least in terms of the publishing pipeline, should we assume that authors look at her almost from the day that she was first announced in August and said, now that's going to make for a great book, let me start working on her right now?
Oh, as Sarah Palin herself would say, you betcha. I mean, can't you just imagine anyone with any kind of a connection or any reason to think that he or she would have something to add to the Sarah Palin story jumped and called an agent, I'm sure.
If we look at all of these Sarah Palin books that are about to be published, what do we learn about the book publishing industry in this moment?
Oh, boy. I hate to say it, but I don't think it paints a pretty picture. It seems to me it smacks of a bit of desperation. And in many cases, it shows a little bit of disregard for quality, a willingness to cater in some cases, not every case certainly, but sometimes to the lowest common denominator.
Marjorie Kay, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Michelle.
Marjorie Kay is the book editor for the Christian Science Monitor. She also writes a blog called Chapter and Verse. She joined us from Boston.